Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to episode 25 of My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. From Wisconsin's sunny West Coast, why drink alone when you can drink with us? Especially since it's our silver anniversary edition, our 25th episode.
Yay.
We're getting old.
I know. I'm starting to feel it, too, let me tell you. Getting up at 9 a.m. and hitting the vodka
week after week.
Kind of tough.
It's hard work. But, you know, we do it so people don't have to, or at least so they don't have to feel bad about it. So after 25 episodes, we have had, I checked this morning, over 66,000 downloads.
All right.
Not bad.
Ooh. We fooled that many people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, at one point or another. They probably each listen to half an episode and
then they're out.
Off they go. I have no way to track what they do
after that.
Yeah. Probably they pass out after or during it. So we are My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. I'm Greg. I'm going to be your host. And joining me today,
Lynn,
Brad,
Erica.
Yeah, the original dream team in full effect. I want to once again thank the friends of My Big Fat Bloody Mary, these people that take our episodes and links to said episode and share it on their social media. I think that's a lot of why we've had 66,000 downloads. I also want to thank, and I didn't mention this the last couple episodes, but when people go write reviews on iTunes, that really helps our rankings. So we really appreciate that. We give you like 3 prize drawings if you do that. So here's, I'll just read a couple. One comes from Rod, and he writes the title, Best Episode Yet, and it is 5 stars.
Hmm.
Yep. He said, this had to be one of the funniest episodes. And this is Rod Culkins. He was actually in the studio during the recording of
it. That's right.
He says, I had a blast listening to it and filling in the gaps from what I missed that day. Rod did pass out about halfway through the episode. So that was nice. He was able to kind of see what he had missed and figure out why, you know, he had shaving cream all over himself. Yeah.
A long drive home for him. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And the next review is from Stephen Westner. And he writes, Greg and crew are hilarious. And guess how many stars he gives us?
5.
A 5 out of 5.
Yes.
Nailing it. And here's what he had to say. My word, this podcast will have you laughing and smiling along the way. Great chemistry between the whole crew. He doesn't know about this rift between us, does he, Brad?
No, because he can't see it.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. And he says, and wow, 50,000 downloads so quickly. Congratulations. Rock solid awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Stephen. That's really cool. So yeah, go in and write us a review and we'll read it on the air. You know, go ahead, embarrass us. Say something goofy. I swear to God, I will read it.
Yes, yeah, he will.
I have no
filters. He'll read anything that's put on that teleprompter.
Yeah. So if you want to keep up with us, we're on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. We're also on the web, and that's where we put up links to some of the products that we're reviewing or articles that we reference, and that's mybigfatbloodymary.com. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, it's at My Big Fat Bloody Mary, and on Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary, or if you like Snapchat, follow us. We're Big Papa, BigPapaH.
Papa, I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Well, last week, I should say 2 weeks ago, we took a week off, and
it's in our contract.
Yep.
A quarterly vacation break.
Yep.
I was on tour.
Yeah.
Right. So that worked out for you. We all took vacation at the same time. That's in the contract, too. There's certain specified vacation periods. But 2 weeks ago now, we reviewed Whitney's famous Bloody Mary mix. That was episode 24. If you want to go take a listen to that, Lynn sang really a powerful rendition of the Bill Withers song "Use Me." It's probably worth the price of admission just to hear that. Yeah. And that was our bacon infused episode. We were sponsored by Stone Ridge Bacon, and we gave away a couple. Well, we're about to give away 2 pounds of that delicious stuff. And here are the winners: Nancy Johnson and Shaylin Barr.
Very nice.
Yeah. Hit us up with your mailing address, and I'll get that shipped out to you post haste. So today, what we have to look forward to is pretty big. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not. We're going to be reviewing Kickstart Bloody Mary Mix, and we've got their standard, yep, and then their Cajun. But also, in the studio...
You're shaking your finger at me.
Yeah.
Where's that finger been?
Also, in the studio, none other than Nikki Lane and Jonathan Tyler. And we're gonna talk with them in a little bit. And who knows, maybe they'll even play a song for us. So we're pretty darn stoked about that.
Very cool.
Yeah, unless they don't agree to it, and then I have to cut that part out. And of course, Lynn is going to sing today, right?
Yes, of course she is.
You going to do it? So you do have a song for us?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Damn, we appreciate that.
Should.
Yeah. So we can look forward to that. And do we have a question for Lynn? Why, yes, we do. We have 2 questions. She's going to field those.
Are they juicy ones?
Anything Lynn's answering, if it doesn't...
is going to be juicy.
If it doesn't start out that way, it's going to...
It'll end that way.
Yeah. And we're also going to share some obscure profanity.
Yes.
Erica Willing, yes? Mm-hmm. You got some?
You had 2 weeks to work on it.
I know. I know.
Is it profane?
I think so, yeah.
Do you think it's obscure?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You've done your job, and you
pretty
get,
good.
You get paid this week.
Okay. Looking forward
Sweet.
To it.
Enjoy your notepad.
Thanks.
Yeah, the folks, KitKat from Kickstart, sent us some cool swag. Among the swag was a couple of nice notepads with their branding on it and some
it
pens.
Has some owls on it, too.
Can we dig into cool. this? I'm thirsty.
Yeah, really. Okay. Let's
Thank
quit.
You,
Come
Brad.
On here.
Thank you.
Do the original first.
Yeah. So let's start pouring. Let's give this a shot. We've got two, their original flavor and then... the Cajuns. So let's pour those.
Okay.
So while Erica is pouring these, I wanted to float an idea. We're thinking about getting a bunch of t-shirts made up. And if you go on Facebook, I've posted, and I'll do it again today, kind of a mock-up that we had made. And it's a very striking photo of the incomparable Lynn Miller. yes. With holding a Bloody
Quit
Mary.
Laughing.
It's a good one. I think it's really good.
Well, there's better photos of me, except that one has me holding a Bloody Mary.
Oh, a rare find.
Right, yes.
But, and then and the caption just reads, "Why drink alone when you can drink with Lynn?" And I think these are going to sell like hotcakes, but yes. I'd be interested if you want to give us feedback. Go on Facebook, or I'll put one on the website to take a look at it and give us your comments, you know, if you think you'd buy one. Well, you know, buy one.
And it doesn't have her phone number on it. So if
well,
you've
that's
been,
too bad.
Because we know that people have been seeking out your phone mm-hmm. number. And
we might, you know, we might do a special promotion, Lynn. What do you think? Like maybe the first 10 people to buy it, get your phone number?
Yeah.
So we've got these all poured. And so these guys are out of Illinois, is that right?
In the Chicago area.
The greater Chicago
area? It's a south... western suburb of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. So I talked with KitKat. Actually, it's been a couple of weeks now, but they call her KitKat, the Kickstart Lady. And she's out of Bridgeview, Illinois. And she started this mix back in 1998, like a lot of cool little companies, you know, just on her own making it. And she would beat the streets, just, you know, knocking on doors, giving out samples, doing demos. And, it kind of grew and grew, and then she had one salesman, Mike, who's out of Roberts, Wisconsin. I guess he's known as Kickstart for President. Jeez, where was he this last week?
Don't know.
But he saw the product at a local Harley store and began selling it, and now they're you know, he owns part of the company as well. So, and they do ship, you can buy it online, and they'll ship UPS or freight lines, depending on the quantity. And their website is spgrip.com.
And you know what's interesting about this mix, all compared to the others that we've reviewed, mm-hmm. and a lot of good websites and a lot of great stuff, these guys really have the entire package together. I mean, the mix that we have yet to really dive into, but, you know, garlic stuffed olives, garlic and jalapeno double stuffed olives, and, you know, trinkets and all that stuff. I mean, they've done a hell of a job. Pepperoncinis.
What are your first thoughts? Now, this is the original. Lynn, what do you think?
I really like it. I know I've said this many times, but this really is good, seeing how I'm drinking it pure.
Yeah.
I'm really getting the real taste of the...
Right.
Because you're a pure lady.
I'm a born-again virgin. Mm-hmm.
Sure you are. No, are we going to disclose that? I didn't know if you wanted your street cred... damaged by the fact that you're not drinking vodka today.
That's okay. I'm not drinking vodka today.
There it is. The cat's out of the bag.
I haven't drank all week.
Yeah.
I'm in recovery. Mm-hmm. That's not funny, actually.
But contractually, we can't talk about that. So, Brad? Do you like it?
This is pretty smooth. You know, I expected that with the name Kickstart, I thought it was going to be... You know, there's going to be some heat to this. There's not heat to it. Pretty mm-hmm. smooth, and I'll fill you in more later.
Sure.
I like what I'm tasting. And the rim salt is great. It is a great compliment to it.
It doesn't have that normal, I don't know what some of these Bloody Mary people put in their mixes, but it doesn't have that that normal stuff.
That normal stuff?
The normal stuff. Maybe it's the vodka.
I don't know what you're talking about, Lynn.
That could be one ingredient that they've all had. Mm-hmm. That this one does not.
This one does not.
I'm a blonde.
Well, you know, you can have a blonde moment. Erica, do you got any first impressions of it?
My first impression is we're in Wisconsin.
That's right.
Gosh, guys.
The Chaser. We do this in Wisconsin.
Beer Chaser.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Ready. I'm ready. I jumped the gun.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's all right.
It was a premature.
Yeah.
Chase.
Yeah. I'm inexperienced.
Yeah, we're drinking Miller Lite for our Chaser. It's good Wisconsin beer. And it's light enough where it doesn't overpower the bloody. And also, we're going to have a keg of Miller Lite that we're enjoying here for the Nikki Lane, Jonathan Tyler show. Erica, what's your first impression?
I definitely taste some celery salt in the mix. Like I'm not, I don't usually even use the salt rim, but, so I taste that in the mix. It also has a little hint of sweetness too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's not salty.
Yeah. It's not too salty.
Right. Yep. I agree. Smooth, kind of the first impression, a hint of sweetness, not too much.
Not over.
But it isn't real salty, which always a plus, too. So
absolutely.
Yeah, it seems like a well-balanced, not a lot of spice. This is a pretty tame, you know, blend here.
And that's why the name can be deceiving, at least for the original mix. Now, when we get to the Cajun mix, that may be a different story.
The gloves might come off.
Yeah, lame dish mot there, big papa.
Yeah.
I find it funny that on the bottle, it does, instead of like, please recycle, it says please cycle, and they have pictures of motorcycles on it.
Oh, that's clever. I didn't catch that.
I saw the cycle, but I didn't read the label because I can't
cycle.
Read.
Well, let's not keep everyone waiting any longer. Why don't we cut over to Nikki Lane and Jonathan Tyler. Talk to them a little bit, hear a couple of songs, and then we'll come back and hear Lynn sing a song.
Welcome back here. We're coming into set number two.
Thank you.
With Nikki Lane and Jonathan Tyler. And if you want to applaud them at this point, that would be fine. You guys are such suck-ups, I can't believe it. No, we're just fucking ecstatic that we were able to land you guys here in the studios of My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. This is outstanding. Thank you for coming. And I had a bunch of questions that I wrote down for you. And I have them written down, but I can't find my glasses.
So you can't see them.
So I cannot see them.
So what are you going
to have? So I'm going to have to...
No, paper. Your cheat sheet.
Right. I have to go off the cuff, which is frightening as hell. Well, I do remember a couple of questions that I had. And one of them, and actually came from some of our listeners and some of the people here tonight. How in the fuck did I get you guys to play here?
How did you have strong organizational skills.
Yep. You're resistant.
Yeah. And your branding is incredible. When I'm stoned and I think about how to have a house show between Minneapolis and St. Louis, all I have to do is think Bloody Mary. And I put it in my email, and what the fuck is it St. Greg took?
I know we did.
But I persistently pain in the ass. You say yes, and you say do it. I'd be like, yeah, we'll do it.
I know. It's been a long road, really, getting you here. Quite literally, the road, you spent quite a bit of time literally on the road driving at 40 miles per hour.
Today was a long day.
Yeah, thanks for doing that.
How are your nerves, honey?
They're a little bit sort of like warmed over by whiskey.
I was going to say numb.
This episode brought to you by Bullet Whiskey.
Smoothed over. All the rough edges and you're sort of like,
goddamn. You know, this is one of those moments where a podcast fails to capture the beauty of a moment. Yeah, are Jonathan and Nikki like a couple of the best looking people you ever saw? Not that that's important. It kind of is, though. And they don't sound too bad either, which is a nice thing.
To listen to, easy to look at.
Couple more tattoos, I mean.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Yes.
Just a few drunk nights.
Every road you take.
One of the things I've learned from the feedback from our podcast is that people really enjoy when I don't talk.
It's not true.
When my guests, I don't believe that. No, it's true. We have people that do that research. It's absolutely true. That's what they like. And Jonathan, tell us, what do you got cooking, man? You're sounding great.
He quit today when the transmission went out.
So you're retiring?
That's it.
No, I didn't retire.
We're pregnant. We're making it up. We're creating excuses.
You're pregnant?
No, I made it up. I'm trying to quit my job. I will do anything.
You heard it here. My
big
friend will hear it.
Baby ever.
It would be. It would be.
So, no, what do you got cooking, man? What's on your horizon? After life after the Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast?
Well, we're on tour, so we got like another couple weeks. It's basically just us driving the van with the new transmission around. Making, you know, anywhere from $200 to $0 a night. No, it's better than that. But it's basically, you know, we're out playing our music for people. It's still very, very much fresh and new, and there's a few people that get it and a few people that don't. A lot of people don't. But like what we're doing is we're going out, we're playing our music. There's a lot of people who've heard it, like been listening to it around the country, and we're seeing that. But we got a couple more weeks of just playing these shows around the country. We're gonna start making a new record in December.
We mean tea. That's the awkward thing about our jobs is that we talk in the multiple person.
Because I have a team. Nikki's a part of that team, and
no,
I.
No, fuck it. I say we all the time. Me.
We're gonna make a record, and January we're playing a couple festivals. So our lives are kind of, you know, our lives
we're
are
tired.
Different. We work on a different schedule. It's sort of like, you know, it's different. It's just different.
I'm trying to pull it in.
I noticed that you're on vacation. So Jonathan, you're going to tour. You're going to be out on the road, and you're working on a new album.
We have two weeks of tour left.
Yeah.
We have two weeks of tour left. So it's not too crazy. We're touring up to Thanksgiving. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to make a new record in December and January, in between sort of playing festivals and stuff. And that's just what we do. So it's like, we tour, we play our shows, then we go home and we hang out with our dogs and our, you know, our situation that we have. And we...
Situation!
Can you elaborate on what is that situation?
Where are you going for Thanksgiving?
It's different. It's just different from the norm, you know, because we travel so much that our lives is sort of... Our lives is different than the norm, so...
I would say you think so.
It's very different.
I'm intrigued. Nikki, I can hold you up if need be.
It's okay. It's
one of the services that we provide. What do you got cooking here? I mean, you're obviously
hanging
out with
this. Well, my record is coming out February 17th. I'm chasing him around the country.
Yep.
Woo!
My record's called Highway Queen because I live in a van.
Highway Queen?
Yeah, fuck yeah. And for my video, we crushed cars, four of them, with a monster truck. It was my life dream.
That's on YouTube, isn't it?
Not yet. November. No, you're making it up.
You
November 17th is blowing up everywhere. Crushing cars.
Nice. So, all right, let's quit talking. Do you guys
play,
play us a song or two or ten or whatever? So, Jonathan Tyler, Nikki Lane.
Talking yours.
Lay it on us, man. Let's go.
of a bar that leads you down to the devil's basement. They might sell your soul before you know you found yourself alone in the devil's basement. Thank you.
How about a song? I know you have your mouth full of garlic mushrooms, Lynn, but do you think...
Come here, maybe plant one on you.
Yeah, oh, my.
Yes, a
Should
song.
Should we? Would you? Would you grace us with a song?
I will. Right. I will. I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day, but want you to be true. And I just wanna make love to you, love to you, oh, love to you. All I want to do is wash your clothes. I don't want to keep you indoors. There is nothing for you to do but keep me making love to you. Love to you, oh. Love to you. And I can tell by the way you walk that walk, and I can hear by the way you talk that talk. I can know by the way you treat your girl, I could give you all the love in the world. All I want to do is bake your bread, just to make sure that you're well fed. I don't want you sad and blue. I just wanna make love to you, love to you, oh, love to you.
How does she get those sounds? It sounds just like a saxophone.
I can tell by the way you walk that walk, and I can hear by the way you talk that talk, and I can know by the way you treat your girl that I could give you all the loving in the whole wide world. What you do is want to cook your bread, just to make sure that you're well fed. I don't want you sad and blue. I just wanna make love to you. Love to you. Oh, yeah, love to you. Oh, love to you. To you.
Fantastic.
I think that was one of the best ones you've ever done, Lynn.
Yeah, they always think so.
That's going to be tough to top.
I thought that last one dragged on to build the Use Me Up.
Oh, yeah, I quit listening halfway through.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I did too.
I'm kidding.
I thought it was never going to end.
I'm kidding. No. It was good. Wow. That was fantastic.
That was.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's better if I don't rehearse.
You know, you freaking.
Wait, you didn't rehearse?
You freaking nailed it.
What am I doing? We're not done. I'm leaving now.
Don't drop the mic.
She's just so excited over there, but.
So, Lynn, I know you were ready to kind of sign off after
this. Yeah, I was. I was ready to walk out.
She was ready to leave the studio.
Well, I'm done.
You don't want to follow that. You're even yourself. I understand. God knows, I wouldn't want to follow that act. But we do have a couple of questions for you that we got this week. Are you up to fielding those?
Yes, I am. I'm always up to fielding them. I love to answer them.
There's no math today.
Good.
So relax.
All right, Mariko.
We're working our way toward an 800 number that in between episodes, you can call the 800 number during certain times of the day, and you can ask her whatever you need.
Lynn.
But that comes along with the sponsorship.
Yep. Yeah.
Which,
yes.
We need a sponsorship.
You know what? Yeah, we do.
My BigFatBloodyMary.com, and just email Big Papa and he'll take care of it. He'll make the arrangements.
We'll talk turkey. Yeah. Most definitely. So here are a couple questions for you, Lynn. The first one comes from Twitter.
Is it from Donald?
We've gotten... no, this is one of those mean tweets. But we've been on Twitter a lot more lately, and you can follow us there. Sometimes I digress on Twitter a little bit, and I get called out. If I post something that is not related to a Bloody Mary, people will say, hey, stick to Bloody Marys.
I'm impressed. Oh, good. Thank you, everyone. Keep him on task.
Yeah. Well,
Come on, Papa.
Mind your own business. I mean, if I want to talk about garnish, doggone it, I'm going to
talk about garnish.
Okay, that isn't what it was. But anyway, so this one comes from, I like this guy's name, Lenny Wise the Clown. In one word, Lenny Wise the Clown.
I just about imagine.
Off of Twitter. He says, I have no idea what he's talking about here.
Well, thank good, because I won't know either.
Okay. Is there, do you think, a large part of the world...
Hold on, back up. Is that how he just wrote it? Is there, do you think?
Yeah, there's a comma. Is there, comma, do you think,
this concerns comma. Me, okay. All
right. Yeah, is that really a clause? Do you think? Well, I guess it is. It's more one of those for effect,
it's
like a comma.
It's more like, what would you say? Is that colloquial? Like how you would just...
It's
say
folksy.
It, but
it's
not
kind of
really
conversational.
Folksy? Write it.
Well, we like folksy.
Yeah.
It's so he gets a little stylish with his writing. You know, it's not real tight, athletic prose. You know, this is not a Hemingway kind of question here.
And we're not a Hemingway type of program.
Definitely not. Although they did call
like
him Papa.
Yes. We like his Bloody Marys.
That was his nickname. And yes, he wrote a great Bloody Mary recipe.
Anyway, digress.
Boy, yes. Do we ever. It's kind of what we do.
Do.
I thought this was a show about Bloody Marys. Well, you know, it's Bloody Mary infused. So here's back to Lenny Wise the Clown. Lynn, he wants to know, is there, do you think, a large...
Large? Okay, now I'm getting nervous.
No, I can't get through this.
A large what?
Go ahead. I could go to the next question and come back to Lenny Wise. He would like to know, is there, do you think, a large part of the world still left to discover?
Yes, for me, definitely.
Yeah.
Of course there is.
What the hell kind of question is that?
I understand his question. Shut up, Brad.
We'll take them. We'll take your questions.
Yes, Lenny, yeah. Yes.
You think there is?
Yes, I do. And I would love to discover it.
Yeah. Which direction do you think it would be? Like what?
North, east, southwest.
The South Pole.
Maybe this is more of a philosophical question.
I think it's a little deeper than that.
Maybe
the direction. Yes.
Yeah, maybe it's introspective.
It's large...
I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. The part that's magma.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, is I've that never champagne? Been there.
Do you think
no? That's inside the.
Do you
earth.
Think that he's talking about particles and ions?
It could be.
Maybe at the atomic on PBS level. Last night, yes. Maybe he was watching the same channel I was.
I'd really like
there
to go to Europe.
There are still species that are unknown. I'm sure.
It's a part of the world. There's a world within me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it to yourself. Just kidding.
Yeah, we don't know your genome yet.
Yeah.
That's what we should do.
So the answer is yes.
Yes, there is. Of course there is. That's kind of a given. Isn't
all right.
It?
We got to keep moving here because there's another question. And this one is from Marilyn on Facebook.
Oh, my God. It's probably my daughter-in-law.
It might be. Yeah. I doubt anyone but close relatives are actually listening. We have a lot of relatives, though. 66,000.
I have a Marilyn relative. Maybe it's her.
So Marilyn would like to know, Lynn, why is thunder more terrible in the nighttime?
Hmm.
Ooh. Ooh, that's
it
deep.
Is, though.
I love thunder in the nighttime.
Yeah.
I don't think it's terrible. I think it's exciting.
Hmm.
No, I think thunder.
So this is not a valid question. Next. Well, why do you think Marilyn finds thunder more terrible?
Terrible or terrifying?
Well, she says more terrible.
That's dumb.
Is it terrible?
Oh. Thank you, Eric.
Send us your questions, and we'll call you dumb.
Terrifying.
Thank you for sending that, Marilyn.
People sometimes have, you know, remembrances of being a child, and maybe my mother never liked thunder, but it never bothered me.
Yeah,
it just depends on your experience. If you had a really bad experience with thunder, what was his name? Michael Thunder? Whoa, Andre Thunder?
Maybe there's some association. Maybe you had a bad acid trip one time, right, and there was thunder.
Probably, yeah.
It was lying.
Yeah.
In a tent, listening to thunder.
Okay, we've got everyone poured with the Cajun variety. Take a taste of that.
Take a little lick of your rim.
Not a lot different. I was sort of bracing myself. It's not terribly spicy. Lynn?
No, it's not really, because I don't like spicy. This would be great for me if I had some vodka in it. Yes. No, it's good.
Womp, womp. Sorry about that.
Womp, womp, womp. That's fine.
It's a court order. We have to respect it.
Actually, it's because we drink a lot of vodka here with our wonderful Bloody Marys. Mm.
Brad, do you have any
No, you know, this isn't, impressions? This is, there's no heat to it. I'm okay with it, actually. I mean, it's a nice change of pace. It's smooth, but it's still smooth. And it's mellow, mild, smooth. Isn't going to rock your world.
Yep. I mean, you know what I'm going to do right here and right now?
Yes.
Is I'm going to
Are you going to ask
octane.
A question off the Sci-Fi Channel? And
No. I'm going to try, and it says right on the bottle, the serving suggestions by Zulu. The high octane, I'm going to give myself a splash of brandy and a splash of tequila over the top and just see what that does to it.
Whoa,
call me crazy.
Sassy of you to do that. So Big Fat's going to go to
he's staying home today.
Yeah.
The liquor cabinet. And okay. All right. Well, we can handle that.
He's going to have to share that all around, by the way.
So this is the high, here you're going for the high octane, right?
That's correct. Okay. Yes. A high splash octane. Of tequila. And a splash of brandy,
this
which we just happen
way,
to have.
This way may be the way to do it. Okay.
Oh, there's a little splash. That looks so good.
Sorry,
oh, you're
Lynn.
Tempting, Lynn.
Yes, you're tempting me.
You could have one sip.
I could have a sip.
Well, there's a good friend. Oh, it's okay to have some. No, you
I'm
just
an
should.
Enabler.
All your friends are doing it.
I could have a sip, especially if you're going to.
Anybody else want to try the high octane?
Well, I will try the big bottle of tequila you just raised in the air. Yeah.
Salute.
Interesting. So I've kicked it up. I've kickstarted it into high octane.
Very sassy. Okay.
All right, I'm waiting to watch your face. Ooh. Oh, look at his face.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Just kidding.
Just because you don't want me to have
Well, it immediately gives more character. I like it. Brandy is something I have never put in a Bloody Mary.
Really?
I guess I can't really taste a huge...
I taste...
Oh, I like it, too.
It kind of gives
she's all over it now.
I taste a little bit of
I like brandy.
The brandy gives it a little warmth, and the tequila makes it kind of fun. And my clothes are starting to fall off. Oh, no. Mm. Oh, no.
It gives it a real heavier...
Yeah, and for those of you who don't like brandy, you're not going to get that.
Right. It's not enough. To
gives it a more solid, gives it a more solid base.
Holy
I think.
Crap.
Yeah,
that
is
it's excellent.
More substance, right? I like it. That's a great idea. Cool. I'll do that again for sure. Well, we're moving into that part of the show where things get a little profane.
No, do they really?
So if we have some younger listeners, this might be a good time
to
not let your parents know you're listening again. as Erica shares some obscure profanity.
Time for today's profanity.
All right. Well, again, I hope these are okay. I found them a week and a half ago.
Well, they're always okay.
I hope they haven't gotten stale.
Yeah. I hope they're not up to snuff. I hope they're still up to snuff. Okay. The first one. I have four today.
Okay.
Offal, O-F-F-A-L, Jim Jam.
Offal, Jim Offal, Jam.
Jim Jam. A game where one male player exposes a small area of skin from their genitals to the other player. Then the other player has to guess whether what they have been shown is cock or ball.
Is this a game that men play when drinking beer?
Probably.
Not this man.
And I must say it was Ricky Gervais is believed to be the founder.
Does that matter? Do we know who he is?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, he's the comedian. Original Office.
He's, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yes. Okay. So
there was a movie where they did this something along.
Papa, no, that was something waiting? About Mary.
No, the movie and, Waiting.
Oh, really?
It was they would try to shock the other people working in the restaurant by like flashing them some. Yeah. Anyway.
So, Papa, if you happen to stand up and I see you start to unzip your pants,
run for your life. So it's a one or the other, right? You have to guess if it's A or B.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's awful.
It's awful. I would partake in this game.
Do you know what is the most disturbing about this to me? Is that I
that
know
she would partake
one
in
of that, and I know one of our listeners is going to play this game.
Yeah. Yep.
That is this the guy who sent us the question for Lynn?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Lenny Wise.
So you've got four. What's the next one?
It's called the Turkish two-step.
Whoa.
The Turkish two-step.
It rhymes with the Tijuana cha-cha.
Go for it.
Okay.
Oh, no. Is that what
Greg
did I spoil
guessed
it?
I spoiled it's it. It's a diarrheal dance not dissimilar to the sour apple quick-step, the Tijuana cha-cha, and the Aztec two-step, et cetera.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
The Turkish two-step.
Would you like to demonstrate?
Great job, Papa.
Shoot.
Gosh. Gosh, no.
Okay. Number three, scrumping.
Scrumping.
Apparently, in the U.S., it means having sex.
I've been there. It does.
In the U.K., it means stealing apples.
Are you kidding me? No. What the hell does scrumping have to do with... You know,
stealing apples.
Either one could get you fired, I guess.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Scrumping. S-C-R-U-M-P-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm. Is that find out what it means to me. See, that'll never probably
no.
go as a no. big hit.
Lastly, mumblers.
Mumblers.
Oh, is that the dream team?
Mumblers.
Toward the end of the show.
Tight women's bicycle shorts through which you can... see the lips move, but can't understand a word.
I'm getting a visual of this.
Lord.
Mumblers, really?
Well, we did say it was profane, didn't we?
I think it also said
it was similar to camel's toe.
Sure,
I guess.
That one I've heard.
Actually,
that
it was
one
Rogers for Phanosaurus, and I think they just said camel's foot.
Mm. Okay. Cloven. Next.
That's it.
Was that four?
That's four.
It was four.
Oh, how long was I out?
You're still thinking about who you could play the awful Jim Jam with.
Man. Well, holy cow, what an episode. I want to thank Nikki Lane and Jonathan Tyler. That was just phenomenal. Really enjoyed hanging out with those guys and listening to that music. And I hope our listeners really enjoyed it. And we'll share this episode. If you want to keep in touch with us, we're on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. We're on the web at mybigfatbloodymary.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at My Big Fat Bloody Mary. And Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary. Snapchat, we are Big Papa. BigPapah.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player. Papa. I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Please feel free to share this episode with your friends and you just might win some cool stuff. There's a pretty good chance. People really do win.
And Big Papa, make sure that they watch the Sci-Fi Channel for to deep questions that they can ask Lynn.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ask me about my t-shirts.
Yeah, and stay
tuned.
Are
they 100% cotton?
Watch for those shirts.
My manufacturer we're still discussing this.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Greg with My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. I want to give a special thanks to all the listeners that have been tuning in here for these first 25 episodes, what I'm now calling season one. And we're going to take a break and come back with season two in about a month. I also want to give a special thanks to our musical guest today on our silver anniversary episode, Nikki Lane and Jonathan Tyler, and probably going to release a couple more of those songs here just for your enjoyment over the next couple of weeks. But be sure to keep subscribed to us so you'll know as soon as we come back up with season two. Thanks again for listening.
Singing it.